Carly, well, obviously, first off, welcome to Dublin.
Thank you so much.
I've heard this is your first trip outside of the U.S.
It is. It's pretty crazy. I'm very excited to be here. I wish I had more time.
I mean, I've literally just said to Lady Antebellum that, you know, country music, it's never been bigger over here. And a large part of that is down to the C2C Festival and the growth of the scale of this thing. So I'd be keen to know, how aware were you of this event? And also, does it not blow your mind to travel so far from home? And over the course of the next 3 days, you're going to have thousands of people who know the words to your songs.
I have been aware of the C2C Music Festival for quite a few years. It's definitely something that I feel like all of the country music community talks about so highly. And I was very excited to be able to be a part of it this year and also be a part of the main stage. And it's kind of mind-blowing to think that people in foreign countries know your music and especially, I think, invest in you as an artist and not just in your radio songs. So I'm excited to get to experience for myself what I keep hearing about.
I've been following your career since day one because what I'm fascinated by is not only your relentless work ethic, but your resilience in the constant face of rejection. But I think part of the reason why listeners are connecting with you as a person and your music is the fact that, you know, on your debut album, which rarely happens, we really got to feel like we know you. We got a real window into your soul. And I guess part of that's to do with the fact that you were involved in the writing of 8 of the tracks. But what people don't talk about is you as a vocalist, you're so almost like Alison Krauss. You feel the emotion. Is that something you've had to work on over the years?
That's such a compliment. She's one of my favorite artists, so thank you. Yeah, I think that what country music is as a whole is you feel what they're singing. You feel the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And being able to emote, and especially emote over a microphone onto your record, is sometimes difficult. So I think I've really tried to channel whatever emotion the song requires in the way that people like Alison Krauss do so well.
You know, we spoke a couple of weeks ago about your working relationship with Busby and how significant him coming into your life was. Because I've spoken to a few artists who have worked with him. Describe to me what he's like in the studio and what you think he was able to tap into and bring out in you that nobody else has been able to.
I think he's a mastermind in the studio. I think he's an amazing vocalist himself. He hears parts that I don't know how he hears. He's such a musician. I think what's so special about him is he can make a Maren Morris record, and he can make a Carly Pearce record, and he can make a Gwen Stefani record, and they all completely sound like Carly, Gwen, and Maren. They don't sound like they could be interchangeable. And I think that's the beauty of Busby, is he kept the bluegrass influences of me. He kept that kind of 90s retro country feel to me, all while making me feel modern. Mm-hmm. And but not compensating my traditional integrity. And I think that that's the perfect marriage for me, because I want to feel like one of the retro country artists, like a 90s artist, but still be able to be competitive on the radio.
And the new single, of course, Closer to You, written by Hilary Lindsay, Gordy Sampson, and Troy Burgess. And I've heard you say many times that what initially drew you to it was the connection you had to the lyrics. You related it to yours and your fiance Michael's relationship and your busy schedules constantly keeping you apart. Yeah,
like, he's currently in Glasgow right now. You know, it's very interesting. As soon as I heard Closer to You, I knew that that was going to be the center of my new record. And I was able to really build off of it quite quickly, because falling in love has been such a large part of my last couple of years, and especially since my debut album dropped. And I wanted to celebrate that. And I wanted to celebrate the fact that so many of us can relate to the fact of falling in love and just wanting to kind of escape wherever you are. Even if you have a normal job, we all want to get away and just get closer to the person that we love. Mm-hmm.
And obviously, before the release of the first album, you would have been playing more intimate venues. But last year, you know, obviously the big tours, the stadiums with Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Thomas Rhett, Rascal Flatts. Will that feed into the sound of the next record? Will you be going for almost a bigger sound in pursuit of that bigger audience?
I definitely am taking into consideration what I learned on those tours, which is you have to, in some way, not to diminish your artistic value, but you have to understand what your crowd is. And for me, I never really thought that I was made for an arena or a stadium or an amphitheater. I thought maybe I was going to play clubs and theaters, and I kind of skyrocketed very quickly into the arena situation, and I want to be able to be competitive in that, and I want to be able to one day headline in an arena. And it's fun though to realize that I started and kind of busted onto the scene with a ballad, because that's what people love from me, and it's fun to see an arena silence for every little thing. Mm-hmm. So I know that there are moments for that, but I've definitely, I think, keeping in the back of my mind when I was writing and choosing songs for this next record, to make sure that I understood what I was going to be doing with these songs, which is touring.
And whatever you're doing is working. I mean, congratulations on the ACM nomination Thank for you. Best New Female Artist.
Thank you. I am so excited.
And Michael, your fiance, he's up for Best Male Artist.
I know. I wish so badly, crossing fingers, that we could both take those trophies home.
You're becoming like the new Tim and Faith.
Oh, I love it.
I want to ask you, because a lot of our listeners over this side of the world won't be aware, you were talking to Storm Warren on the highway about Michael's proposal. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you were at a resort in Mexico, and he hired almost like a deck and arranged a dinner and a mariachi band, and you still didn't twig that he was going to propose.
You know, I think every female would tell you that you might have an inclination that that's coming, but you don't want to assume, and you certainly don't want to get too excited in case it's not going to happen. So I think up until he started to get down on one knee, I didn't allow myself to go there. But yes, he went above and beyond and made it the most special moment of our lives.
And I don't blame you. I heard you were kind of raging that Jake Owen let slip that he's going to be singing at your wedding.
Dang it, Jake. Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily wanted that to be common knowledge, and saw a press release about it and was like, no. But then I went and I watched the video, and he is genuinely so excited to tell somebody because he's so touched that his song was something that was so special to us. And that's what music's all about. And so I forgive him. I told Michael to tell him, you can't tell the date. As long as you, everybody knows what song we're dancing to. We know you're singing, but just don't tell when we're getting married.
Well, that was going to be my next question. No, the final thing I'll say to you is, I now see that the dress and the boots you wore at the Opry are now on display at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it started, the exhibit opened today. I love the Grand Ole Opry so much, and I've dreamt of having something in the Country Music Hall of Fame forever. Those are two of the most significant items that I own, and to think that full circle moment that they're now a part of history in a genre that I hope to die in is one of the highest honors I think I'll ever get. And it was pretty surreal to go and see it.
Wow. Well, Carly, listen, it's like a pleasure to meet you, never mind get to speak to you twice within a couple of weeks. And I'm genuinely a fan. I sound like a wee fanboy here, but I genuinely am a fan, and I can't wait to see you perform later.
Thank you so much.